When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's that time.
Hey, Mitch.
Mitchie. We're looking for you, pal.
Mitch Sherman from The Athletic, talking Big Red.
Unleash the fury, Mitch.
Unleash the fury!
On Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you at Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal back from Denver, Connor Clark. We welcome in Mitch Sherman with The Athletic at Mitch Sherman on Twitter. You can also hear him with the Locked On Nebraska pod. Mitch, it's almost spring football Saturday. How are you doing?
It is. Yeah, it is. It's like a game day, but not a game day coming up this Saturday. So I'm doing well. Glad that it's an 11 o'clock kickoff, so that should free up some of the day. Looking forward to seeing 60,000 or so people at Memorial Stadium and watching whatever we get to see out there at practice, scrimmage,
Let's get into that, and I want to start off with what you believe, what you believe about the quarterback race going into this spring game Saturday.
I believe that Dylan Raiola has begun to show his talent toward the end of the spring. I think that they've, as Marcus Satterfield discussed today, urged him to play with enthusiasm, and he has started to do that. I think he was fine up until that point, but you're starting to see what made him a five-star talent. Or we're not necessarily starting to see that, but the people who are on the field with him, who are in the stadium, we may see a bit of it on Saturday, but I think they'll do their best to make it a controlled scrimmage where the opportunities are equal for the top three quarterbacks, and it doesn't appear that one is running away with this thing. Now, you might see a spectacular play, and it could come from any of the three, but this is a small dose of what the coaches get, not just over the spring, but throughout the off season. I think that they've all had their moments this spring, and that Heinrich Harburg is somebody who struggled last year to throw the football, has looked good this spring, and that Danny Kalen has adapted well to college football. But what we expected coming into this off season with Dylan Raiola as the again, the five-star kid, that reality has begun to become clear within the Nebraska football environment.
Well, Mitch, as we look ahead to the spring game Saturday, and it's going to be the fans' real chance to get a look at these quarterbacks, if we're going to put this on a sliding scale, is the spring game closer to a show for the fans, or is it closer to a real practice with real takeaways, real stuff you can get on film? Because you obviously don't want to show too much to potential future opposition, but at the same time, you want to give the fans a taste of your team. You want to give them a chance to give them, I guess, some excitement for the fall. Where on the sliding scale does the spring game rank to you in terms of the takeaways that you can have and I can have and the general fan can have?
Yeah, if one on your sliding scale is a show and 10 is a real evaluation period for coaches and fans, I put it at like a 3. Okay. I think that's it's mostly a show. That's my thought. I don't believe that there's a lot to be taken from this, and that the priority is to get everybody out healthy and feeling good and moving toward the summer. Most of what happens in the spring, the vast majority of the data that the coaches will use to make any kind of decisions that are made now, and a lot of the decisions are going to go into August, but anything that's determined now The vast majority of it comes in the first 14 practices. And then this Saturday is, yeah, it's an opportunity to see them react in a stadium with people. And for some of the players, I think it's important to have that, to have that data point. And maybe you could put the quarterbacks at the top of that list. That's probably the number one thing I would take away from Saturday with the quarterbacks is, do they play, how do they handle the pressure of being in the closest thing that they're going to face to a game-like environment before August comes around? As far as just the performance, completion percentage, the types of throws that we see, there's just so much more to gather, I think, for the coaches from everything else that they see in the off season versus what they see in 10 or 12 throws on Saturday.
Well, Mitch, taking in consideration everything you just said about it being a show, I mean, how physical can you really even be in this game? And I'm more so talking about the trenches, because you want to talk about the D-line, you want to talk about the O-line, how productive are those two units going to be, maybe even the whole front seven for the defense. I mean, what do you expect from kind of that sector of the field?
Well, yeah, I think they're going to be physical. I think they're going to get after each other in the trenches. I don't think that Tony White's defense is going to be sending a bunch of extra pass rushers at the quarterbacks. And even if they do, they're not going to be tackling Harbor, Raiola, and Kalen. Maybe some of the other quarterbacks, although I would think they're probably all going to be in green jerseys. I'll just course correct myself in the midst of that answer. I do think that the linemen who are out, you're not going to see Ben Scott most likely, or Bryce Benhart, Ty Robinson, Nash Hutmaker, probably very little of Jamari Butler. But I think the guys who are out there, and it's the younger players, there's no doubt. The linemen are not going to ease up. It's not a situation where the coaches and the people who are writing the script for this thing coming up with the game plan for this thing. They may be wanting to take it easy and have it be pretty basic, but the players who are out there are going to play hard, and especially at the line of scrimmage. There's still spots to earn, and every little thing counts. Even though it's probably no more important than another practice, they want these guys to go hard all the time, and you're going to see that for sure on Saturday at the line of scrimmage. It isn't going to be all of the top line players.
Well, and Coach Raiola strikes me as the kind of guy that would expect his guys to be going full speed at all times, even if they aren't even wearing pads. Like, he that's the kind of coach that he is. Like, oh, you're not in pads, no helmets today? Well, I still expect full speed. That's the kind of coach he is.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And I mean that as a compliment.
I've seen that in practice. I mean, we've been out there at practices where they're in half pads, or they're in helmets and shorts, and yeah, he's on them, and he's just as loud and energetic and demanding as he is, I think, in a scrimmage situation like what they went through last Saturday at Memorial Stadium.
Mitch, let's talk pass rushers. That was a topic of discussion with Coach White in his last media session. And do you feel good about the progress Nebraska can make? Being real, and your friend Adam Rittenberg, a good follow up to his time when he caught up with Coach Rhule, was asking about Nebraska changing their late game DNA. That's taking care of the football. That's making some plays on offense. But as great as the defense was last year, they needed to make one more play or get one more stop on third down and eight. It felt like, right? I mean, that was the number. And a lot of that can be solved by taking the ball away or getting after the quarterback. Do you like the progress Nebraska's made or can make, do you think, with the bodies, the options, getting after the quarterback? Do they have a pass rusher or two?
I like what I see on the roster. I don't see a Randy Gregory. I don't see a Joey Bosa on the roster. But I think they have more than adequate pieces. And I think in the scheme that Tony White runs, it's not as essential to have one player who's an All-American type as a pass rusher, because they can generate a pass rush in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. They can get it from the linebacker position, from the middle of the field. They can get it from the Jack linebacker position. It's encouraging to see what they say about Chief Borders this spring, and that he's a problem out there on the field after really kind of feeling his way, I think, through that first season in Nebraska, that he's come to an understanding that he can be the kind of player that's a difference maker for Nebraska. We've been hearing about Chief because of the person that he is since the day he got to Nebraska, and we know he's an athlete. He was at Florida and just been kind of waiting for things to click on the field, and maybe that's happened this spring. So he's someone who can be a big part of the pass rush. You know, Jamari Butler was there last year, led Nebraska in sacks, and I think he'll be a bigger piece of it this year. It's so dependent on the kind of push they can get, or the kind of rush they can get off the edge is so dependent on the push that they get in the middle. Even if Hutmaker and Robinson and Riley Van Poppel and that crew in the middle of the defense, there's a lot of young names there too. And maybe we'll get a bit of an understanding about who's separating themselves among some of the young names in on the defensive line here in the work that they get done on Saturday. Not to say that guys are going to win positions on Saturday, but it could be an indication of the way that they've practiced throughout the spring, just how much they show up on the defensive line, especially on the interior. I think we have a good idea of who the players on the edge will be. So James Williams was somebody who emerged unexpectedly last year as an edge rusher, and he's taken steps, or seemingly has taken steps, to diversify his game. So the thing that Tony White has going for him with his defense when it comes to the pass rush is you don't know where it's coming from. It could come from a cornerback position. It could come from the nickel spot. It could come from the inside linebacker spot with a young guy like Vincent Shavers. So they have a lot of options. I mean, Javon Wright, I think, is such a dynamic athlete that he can rush the passer and get sacks. We've seen Marquise Buford do it at from a safety position. So yeah, it's about having a diverse attack, and Tony's very good at scheming that up.
Mitch, before we get you out of here, we got about 60 seconds left. I want you to call your shot. Name the guy that whenever you hop on our show next week, we're going to be talking about. Who's the guy that you think has an impressive spring game on Saturday?
Well, who are you? You could be talking about anybody, Elijah. I'm going to say that people will be talking about Maurice Mazzucca, and we've heard some about him through the spring. People will be talking about Ja'Cory Barney. People will be talking about Vincent Shavers. So there's three names for you. A couple of true freshmen, early enrollees. Everyone will talk about Dylan Raiola, but that's a given. You're talking about guys who are a little bit more under the radar. Maybe those two scholarship guys are not, and we've heard about Mazzucca this spring as the running backs have been a discussion point. He's a third down back. You know, those probably somebody who will get a bunch of carries and an opportunity to impress. So I predict Mazzucca, and not the big guy who plays offensive guard, his older brother.
Mitch, good stuff. We'll see you Saturday. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.